Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-ba. Friday. And I'm hanging on to summer. How about you? Open up the chat room. If you haven't joined the chat room, you can join on BTR Radio. Give yourself a chat name, preferably one that links to whatever you are promoting. That will do you well. Okay, what should we start with today? Oh, I know what I want. I'm hungry for. How about you?
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered 8 pierogies, 4 potatoes, 2 cheese, and 2 meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten 6 and still had 2. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. My ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had 2 surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my 2 pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yet my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl, I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Buy me flowers and take me out on the town.
fine, you even know how to order wine. And you look me in the eye to know what's on my mind. That's not your concern. There's no rules. I'm not one that likes to keep score. Nothing lost, nothing learned. Don't be a fool. Effervescent Bria Skonberg, constantly touring the country. Check her out. Go to Bria Skonberg at Facebook. Well, let's see who's in the house. We have Betty Jo Tucker and the boys. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Let me check what you emailed me. Okay, what do you got this Tuesday on Movie Attic Headquarters on Blog Talk Radio? Betty Jo is going to take on is George Clooney the last great movie star? Kimberly Potts, author of biography, Oscar-winning actress, says yes. And she's going to explain why on the Attic Headquarters is coming up Tuesday or following the weekend Tuesday. And upcoming films Gravity and The Monuments Men, two films I have not heard about. But if I go to Betty Jo Tucker's site, I'm sure I'll read about it. www.bettyjotucker.com, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Also, we've got, Klopsy's in the house. Good morning, Klopsy. Chuck Skull. Richard B. Smart, the Wacko Network, Wacko Bob, all the Wacko Wackos are here. The Wacko Bob Show on the Wacko Bob Network, that would be, is it Wacko Bob on BTR, I think. Okay, I'll post the site there so I can say it right. All right, so that will be Wacko Bob Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. to 11, and I think they have other shows as well, special shows on Saturday. We're just missing Vicchione. Where she did this morning. Anyway, let's see what else we have for you today. Okay, let's keep it moving here. I was going to play some Chuck Colombo. How about some Chuck Colombo?
Thank you.
You look angry and horny as hell. Are you mentally ill or did you just get out of jail? I'm assuming he's your target, but what do you know? Because I got this whistle and I'm ready to blow, so don't rape me. Don't rape me. Don't rape me. You look really scary and you're moving fast, but I'm looking for a love that's going to last. I got VO, I haven't showered for days, and it's quite possible that I got the big AIDS, so don't rape me. Don't rape me. Don't rape me. Well, you hear about rape on the news and TV, and the mayor don't care, so it's up to me. Well, I got a plan, so rapists gather around. I'm gonna pipe your asses out of town.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello. Betty Jo Tucker in the house. Yeah. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. this Tuesday. It's all about CUNY. You know, Betty Jo, little known fact, he did Attack of the Killer Tomatoes 2, a little known film you might want to check out for its badness. It's badness. What else do we have in here? Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday, 4 p.m., Blog Talk Radio. Chuck Skull, do you have a show, Chuck? One of my buddies from the Comedy Store. Oh, Comedy Store is in L.A. I'm in New York City. That's why, Chuck Skull. I probably don't know him. Oh, okay. And Klopsy's in the house. Guest 388. Thanks for listening, Guest 388. I don't know where you're listening from. Please type the city. Richard, be smart. He always is. The Wacko Network, Wacko Bob. All the Wacko boys are here today. Wacka Wacka. And we're just having a good time. Betty Jo is spinning her little widget right now in the chat room. Spinning her little widget. I just like saying that, right? Sounds good. Yeah, I see it.
One way or another, I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get ya. One way or another, I'm gonna reach ya. I'm gonna get ya. One way or another, I'm gonna see ya. I'm gonna meet ya. One way or another, I'm gonna meet ya. I'll meet ya. I will.
Great. That was Le Petit Poison by Anatomy Bouscalar. Check them out on Facebook, Anatomy Bouscalar. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Mendoza's not in the house, oddly enough. We miss you, Mendoza. Where'd you go? And he's got a new radio show, so check that out. Go to Steve Mendoza and check out Steve. I've got to see if I can find Steve's promo for me. He did a great job. And George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, not in the house, but he's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. now. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's the Mom and Pop Shop, 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. And we have a lot of people in the house today. Vicky Chats, all the way from the Isle of Crete. Hello, Vicky, and Chuck Skull. I'm impressed you were in that movie with George Clooney, Chuck Skull. Collapsy's in the house. Richard B. Smart, The Wacko Network. Wacko Bob, Mondays through Fridays, 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Check them out because they are lots of fun. Yes. Okay. I was looking for some comedy here. I had it and I lost it. I don't know where it went. It just got away from me, I guess. It just was a scary thing that happened.
Hello, I'm Thomasina Carosa, former disco queen. By the way, disco's not dead. It's just taking a very, very, very long nap. She's a disco queen. If you know what I mean, I don't know. I just dance it. I don't sing it. Ah, you people. Well, what the heck? A disco queen is a disco queen. So, here today to say very strange things have been happening in my area. Very strange things. Yes, recently I have been invaded by pests. Not your ordinary pests, no. No, these pests are far more pestilent. They are alien children. They've been running all around my yard, popping up in strange places. All in all, just haunting me and haunting me. It's been a very frightening experience. How can I explain it? I don't know. I'm just a disco queen. What can I say? So hopefully these pests won't pop up anytime soon. I what was that? That was the scariest thing I ever saw. My heart is still beating. Pump, 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 pump. This shouldn't be happening to me. I'm a nice lady. I buy Girl Scout cookies. What was that? Bad that they're just alien children. They're also monsters, too. I can't even describe it to you. It's just the most disgusting.
go, Queen, and get some rest.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
What? What?
You don't want to feed them directly from your hands. They could bite it off. And you want to be careful. They're very noisy things. And they're also very, you never know when they're going to turn on you at any minute or where they're going to pop up. I hope I survived this experience. It's just been, you know, madness.
Just in a crazy mood today.
Hello. My name is Maria McGregor, teller of lore. And this is my story, the title being First Love. Across the early misty mire, where I ne'er do live and dire, my young heart e'er did feel desire. Court and I would go. I walked across the boggy cliff. The moors were filled with an eerie mist. The air was thin and the ground was thick and a sticking to me boots. I went in search of Jacques McFerrin, the red-headed lad I e'er adorn, the only man I knew would be, e'er only man for me. 'Twas then I came upon the lake. The lock, the lair that ne'er escape, was dark and ere I could make the ripples in the pond. For with a shudder and with a shake, before I knew what was at stake, the earth did quiver, quade and quake. Was then I did me air intake. Am I scaring you? 'Twas the creature from the lake. Its skin was green with an oozy breen, and pieces of flesh hung in between its teeth. Its eyes were mean and quite unclean, and one swung back and forth and back and forth. Then with a roar and a fiery glore, who was it then that the monster saw? But the man I loved, young Jacques McLaurin, a-wave and there at me. Oh no, I said, go back, I dread. But was too late, the monster reared his head and ripped young Jacques from the ground just like a tree. His little legs dangled like roots, you see, as the monster chopped with a deadly glee. Then it ripped him in one and in two and in three, then it swallowed him up in one gulp. Young Jacques was gone. I stood there all forlorn, not knowing what to do. The man I loved had now turned into a terrible mushy goo. The creature then returned to the deep. The love I knew would never keep. But what the heck, it wasn't me. Tomorrow's another day.
Okay, Chuck Skull in the room. Chuck, your shows are... Chuck Skull's World of Mayhem, I love the word mayhem, Sundays from 4 to 6, and you do Wacko World with Kat Vecchione, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. The Wacko Network is terrific, Wacko Bob, always funny, and that's Richard B. Smart there too, all the guys in the house. So that's they're Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio, 9 a.m., Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters is going to be cooninating about George Clooney this Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters. And Clopsy's in the house, and we have guest T388. I don't know who that is, but, or maybe it's guest 388. No T, Nancy, because then it would be guest. If you're reading the chat room, it's funnier. That's how that works with that. How about a little Jenna Esposito? I might give it up, Summer.
Didn't think you were leaving without this one, right?
The hooks of the dress awkward all by yourself. I did everything for Mrs. Reagan. Denny, she'd say, no one dresses me better than you. Yes, it was always Denny. I've kept all of her things, even the stockings she wore that day for the last time. She'd flung them over the chair in her bedroom when she changed into her shopping clothes. I shall always blame myself for the divorce. It was my fault for being out that evening. You see, I'd gone to the movies and stayed late. It was a double bill. Donovan's Brain and Hellcats of the Navy, some of her finest work. When I returned about 10:30, I'd heard she'd gone out shopping. I felt worried at once. Neiman Marcus was having a sale. She would have never gone out if I'd been here. She always listened to me. It was midnight, and she had not come back. I went and told Mr. Reagan I was worried. He said, I expect she's spending the night down at the store. I'm sure she'll come up first thing in the morning when the sale's over. I sat on my bed till 5:30. Then I couldn't wait any longer. I got up, put on my coat, and went down to the mall. It was quiet and misty like it is today. The wind had dropped. There wasn't a sound down at the mall. And then I saw it, there on the counter, her credit card. Alongside it, a light flashing. Credit denied. One of her invoices came in the afternoon mail, along with a note. Credit denied. The divorce papers came in with the evening news. Nancy leaves Ron. Credit denied. You wouldn't think she'd been gone for so long now, would you? Not with the way I keep the room, just as she had them kept. You would think she'd just gone out for a little while and would be back in the evening. I feel her everywhere, don't you? Sometimes in the corridors I fancy I hear her just behind me. That quick, light footstep, I could not mistake it anywhere. And in the gallery there, I fancied I've seen her leaning over it and calling to Mr. Reagan like she used to. Here, boy. Here, boy. Do you think she can see us now? Do you think the divorce come back and watch the living? Sometimes I wonder if she comes back here to the ranch and watches you and Mr. Reagan together. Imelda. Will there be anything else, Mrs. Marcus? I'm going now. I know where everything is. Don't touch a thing, a thing, a thing.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Wow, that went fast. Okay, it's the last minute. And thank you, Steve Mendoza, and congratulations on your new show on Dreamstream Radio, Steve Mendoza. Thank you all for tuning in. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4. Chuck Skull on the Wacko Network. Check out Chuck Skull this Saturday and Sunday. Go to Chuck Skull. Post your site real quick there. Richard B. Smart, the Wacko Network, Vicky Chats all the way from Crete. The Isle of Crete, fry me up some cheese today, Vicky, and Wacko Bob, too. Thank you all for joining the chat room, and it's another great day. And thank you, and let's have some good fun, good fun. Last of the, not giving it up, not giving up summer yet. I refuse to. All right, well, what am I going to say?
That's all, folks.
Yeah! Oh, yeah, don't forget to watch the Nancy Lombardo Show tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That you can watch it on the Internet if you're not in New York City. You can watch it at www.mnn.org, Lifestyles Channel, the Nancy Lombardo Show. See more of me. Not only hear me, but see me.
Yeah!
All right. Have a good day. Bye.